Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Y'all know what today is. Today is Taco Tuesday!
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
We are live from Social Beer Garden. There's a soccer game.
Boy, is there.
That's going to take place at 1, and only one of us is actually proud to be an American. I am decked out in my red, white, and blue, despite not being the soccer guy.
I've got blue jeans.
Are those Iran colors?
They are.
Are those Iran colors that I see for John Lopez?
Those are not Iran colors. Don't let me finish the show today without telling you my favorite USA-Iran story. One of my favorite stories of all time, of all my travels and travails. That time that I ended up singing at a biker bar in Bordeaux, France, with a bunch of hairy dudes with denim vests and no shirts on.
What are French bikers like?
They are as rough looking and as tough looking and tumble as American bikers. I can tell you that from firsthand experience 22 years ago. So okay. Don't let figure you're on it too. Don't let me miss that story. It's a good one. It's one of my favorites.
And we have the soccer game going on at 1, Social Beer Garden. People already starting to come through. No artificial flavoring on the drinks. 100 beers to choose from. 20-foot TV outside. Looks like the weather might be okay.
Yeah, how about
so
that?
So you can enjoy that. Upstairs, largest game room. That's where we are. Downstairs, traditional pub. So come get social at Social Beer Garden. I don't know how to explain how the fan base is feeling with the return of Deshaun Watson. At one point, I think there would have been a lot of venom. But at this point, I put out the question yesterday on the 610 Loopholes Facebook page. I put it out on Twitter. How will you remember the Deshaun Watson era? And there's just really a lot of different answers, to the point where I don't know if the apathy of this year and the way in which Lovie Smith has failed so miserably to be kind of like the face, the stable face and voice of this organization, has just beat people down. I don't know if maybe Nick Caserio kind of showing signs of maybe being similar to what we thought we were getting away from. But for whatever reason, and I'm not speaking for everyone, there does seem to be a decent percentage of people that are either apathetic or actually hoping Deshaun Watson makes this team pay.
Yes, but you know, here's how I would describe it. You know how you know, okay, here comes a relationship reference. I know you love those. But you know how you know that you've moved on from someone? You don't care what they're doing anymore. You know, you're not checking their social media. You're not, you know, asking their friends, so how are they? You know, or whatever. You truly in your heart, like, I don't care. I don't care what that person is doing, whether it's male, female, whomever. That's how you know you've moved on, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that. I think Texans fans have kind of moved on. Like, not
you
all.
You do.
Not for the most part.
You do.
You said the majority.
Now, we also got to be fair and realize he hasn't played this year.
Right.
So now that he's back, well, now that he's going to be in the news, now that you're actually going to get a look at him.
Okay, let me give you another reference. That's when you don't care anymore, but you still see him at a bar with someone else. It kind of like rekindles those feelings a little bit. So you don't care, but you're like, ah, great. So I think that's what's happening this week. I think a lot of Texans fans, and I think I can put myself in that category. I'm like, all right, if he kills him, he kills him. If he doesn't, who cares? You know what I mean? I think I'm in that category. I'm interested.
Here's my problem. I understand why Deshaun Watson wanted out in the first place. And this was pre-legal stuff. So I understood the sins of the past, the incompetence of the organization. I could understand his frustration. With some of the stuff that has happened, I just wonder if we basically have the same stuff, but we just don't have a franchise quarterback to save butts on it. That's my concern. Is
the same problems.
Yes.
Same culture issues.
I don't feel like I don't know that we've bettered ourselves much more post Deshaun Watson. And that's where it's going to be harder for me to move on.
See, the problem is I kind of agree with you, but I wouldn't have 3 weeks ago. You know, after they get rid of Jack Easterby and all those other things that are passed, that this team has passed, I'm kind of like, all right, so now we've got, you know, Nick's in charge, everything. But now in the last 3 weeks, we've seen more hints of that, more hints of the thing that Deshaun Watson was talking about when he went up there. You know, it's a culture. We need a whole culture change, et cetera. We're seeing some signs of that. Now, nobody's down necessarily on Nick Caserio, but we're seeing some signs.
I think a lot of people are.
The signs of that little dysfunction.
I think a lot of people are down on Nick Caserio, though. I would disagree with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know some are. I mean, there's always extremes one way or the other.
This was the last time Deshaun Watson was leaving a football field. Believe it or not, he was arm in arm with J.J. Watt.
Man.
That's how long ago it was. It was 700 days ago, over 700 days ago, when Deshaun Watson was walking off the field with J.J. Watt, and we had J.J. Watt in J.J. Watt fashion apologize to Deshaun Watson for wasting one of his best years.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You wasted one of your years. I'm sorry. You should have 11 wins. It's your...
All right, should have 11 wins.
They knew they were mic'd up, right?
Yeah, J.J. knows.
J.J. knew.
You know J.J. knows he's mic'd up.
But I've always believed that to be sincere, though. Like a lot of times J.J. will put some jelly on his...
Oh, you mean when he sings Fort Minor while drinking a Gatorade? Yes. Flipping tires at allegedly 3 a.m.?
Yes, but I think that one was sincere. Because I think they both knew, probably J.J. more than Deshaun, but they both knew that might be the last time they walk off that field. And it was.
The most exciting that I've seen the Texans fan base, to where there was as little apathy, as little, like, pessimism as I can remember in the O'Brien era, was Deshaun Watson's rookie year. Just that stretch. The Tennessee game where they completely a total assing. They put half a hundred on the Titans. That was the loudest, most positive vibes that I've had in that stadium. Maybe even more so than the Buffalo playoff game with Deshaun Watson. Because even in the Buffalo playoff game, there was some Bill O'Brien fatigue, and there were people that felt, rightfully so, that Deshaun Watson had basically bailed out Bill O'Brien, and you could kind of see the direction in which things were going. But the Deshaun Watson rookie season, where I think Bill O'Brien didn't even have time to micromanage him, the near loss or the near win against New England, the near win against Seattle, the debut against the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's the one that did it for me.
That was the most optimistic, hopeful time that I can remember, to where fans were just really, really excited about the direction things were heading, the future and stuff. And then he tore his ACL, but you still felt okay knowing that you had a quarterback in Deshaun Watson and something that we've been starving for a long time.
I know, I remember the Cincinnati game more than anything, just so vividly, because I remember thinking, we've seen more in this game than we have from any quarterback in terms of, like, just pure playmaking in, what was it, 15 years at that time, 16 years at that time, or whatever it was. And you're right about Bill O'Brien didn't have time to micromanage. Deshaun was at his best when Bill O'Brien wasn't thinking. You know, when he just let him go out there and just called plays. And then here we are, 700-plus days later, and man, have things changed.
They've changed so much that once upon a time, guy who's going to be here at 11 o'clock, John McClain, he was pretty emphatic that Deshaun would remain a Texan forever. This was... John McClain, he was on NFL Network. You're a jerk for digging this up, by the way. This wasn't me. So don't look to me for this. This was not me.
I went down a big rabbit hole.
Yeah, you did. Here was John McClain when Deshaun Watson initially, kind of, requested a trade.
There's no way the Texans would trade Deshaun Watson. He's not trying to run the search. He wanted to be kept up to date. He talked about having lunch with the owner, Cal McNair. Then they've talked on the phone several times. I always thought it was about the head coach that he wanted to know about. He's not upset about Nick Caserio. He told us last week, I want to hold up the Lombardi Trophy. You know what? Caserio's got six replicas. He's got six rings. He can say to him, Deshaun, I know how to get a Lombardi Trophy. Starts with a quarterback. You're my quarterback. We're going to go from there.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I mentioned I was going down the rabbit hole.
It was a fluid process in McClain's defense.
It was. I was like, okay, so what happened 700 days ago this week? Right before that audio that I came across, I saw one of John McClain's tweets, which became infamous. And I'm not piling on John because there's others that we're going to talk about here, too. I've got a better chance of becoming the head coach than the Texans trading Deshaun Watson. Remember that one?
I do.
That was a John McClain
tweet.
But things have changed, man.
They've changed.
Yeah.
For the better, though, that's the question. We'll get into that in a second. We got some breaking news, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You knew this was coming. Oh, I didn't know it was going to come this strong, but we got some breaking news here on Sports Radio 610.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, we knew Tony Busby was going to do something.
Oh, Lord.
He is going the extra mile. Have you seen this story yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm a crisscross applesauce.
Are you sure? Tony Busby will have a suite at the Browns-Texans game, and he says 10 of the women he represents will be in attendance as Deshaun Watson makes his season debut and return to Houston. This is a true story. This is courtesy of The Athletic.
Oh, I
just tweeted it out.
Gosh. What is going on here? What does that accomplish?
I don't know.
But I'm here for it.
But he
you
says
don't think
that,
that's a little bit strange.
It is a little bit strange.
Tony Busby is going to have a suite, and he is going to have 10 of the accusers in the suite as Deshaun Watson plays football.
Oh, my gosh. Sunday. I'm reading it
here.
What does this accomplish? Why?
See, I don't really like this. And I know, you know, I just don't. I'm not a fan of this at all. I just think it's. I don't know. It just seems.
We know
kind
what
of,
it is, man.
No, I know what it is, but like, I'm sure there's probably some Texans fans that are like, good for Busby. I'm not a fan of this. I think this is a little much.
This kind of more than kind of this angers me.
In what way?
This is exploitation. It's not just we know why he's doing it because he's.
Tony Busby.
He's Tony Busby, and he's creating his brand and being himself. He's being, you know, ostentatious and pompous and promoting himself. This is exploitation. This is the definition of exploitation. We've had Tony Busby on the show. We've been very cordial and friendly with Tony Busby. He's been accommodating. Tony, if you're listening, this is a horrible, horrible move. This is flat-out exploitation of these women. I hate this.
I knew something was going to happen. I thought it might just be an Instagram post or something. I didn't know Tony Busby was going to get a suite to the game and go, you know, bring the 10 accusers.
It's ridiculous. Is he going to be running for another office here? Well, I guess not. The election just happened, but maybe something. He's wanting something to get done. I think this is like all the public relations, whatever you want to call it, public sentiment is probably more accurate, that has been, you know, on his side, so to speak. That goes out the window, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't know if it goes out the window. It's just, what's the goal here? Like, are you just trying to, I mean, I know he's going to say he's trying to bring awareness, and okay.
He's brought out awareness. There's other ways to do it.
I can't believe this is allowed to happen with the settlement. Like, there's no, like, settlement.
Well, you can go to a game.
You can go to a game with 10 accusers and stuff. I just don't really. Whatever.
Like Aaron just
Do they even want to go to the game?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, this is trolling. This is, like, in living color trolling. It's just awful.
It's also the start. I was on in Cleveland this morning. I don't think they really realize that the worst part of this isn't over. Like, this is going to be every type of game thing with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's ready for it or not, but it's not going to – I don't think it's going to go too well
for
him.
And people always say, like, well, you know, Michael Vick got past it. Totally different things. I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, I hate that comparison.
Michael Vick got past it. You know, Ben Roethlisberger got past it. Well, then why are you still talking about those things? You know, when people say, oh, you know, people don't talk about Michael Vick anymore. Well, you are. And it's been all these years later. You know, they're just wrong about that. They're going to always talk about this. They're going to maybe in 10, 15 years say, well, Deshaun Watson got past it. Well, why are you talking about it then?
Well, and they also, and Vick's crime was obviously a lot different.
Yeah, I'm just saying as examples.
But they also didn't have Tony Busby on the other side of things. So it's, I mean, this is really interesting. Tony Busby going to be at the game. 10 accusers in the suite. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We're live
from
Social Beer Garden. Come through. U.S. Starts at 1. The beer's going to be flowing. Happy hour starts at 3, so right after that game, best happy hour in town. They got bucket specials during the game. They got the 20-foot projection outside. All kinds of stuff going on out here. So come by. Say hi. We'll see you here. John McClain going to be here at 11, too, if you want to meet him. But coming up, how do you remember the Deshaun Watson era, and who is his replacement going to be? There's a lot of smoke behind a two-year plan that I keep hearing about, and I got to tell you, please don't make me wait any longer for a quarterback. That's next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Tony Busby is going to be at the game with 10 of Deshaun Watson's accusers. They're going to be living that sweet life.
Figure, you know what button to hit.
Oh, whoa.
Figgy, you know.
Oh, whoa.
Put it on me.
Yeah, put it on me.
I'm scared.
It ain't me.
I'm scared to hit this button, man.
Come at me, Tony. Come at me, Tony.
It ain't me. Don't come at me.
Hit it, Figgy.
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime. By Lopez.
Yes. Hell no.
Tony, I don't want no problems, man.
Tony got nothing. I'm not saying anything about it.
I'm going to get rusty. I'm gonna hire Rusty.
Hey, that might not be a good look.
Yeah, you can get whatever you need.
I'll have a happy ending.
Good God, John! No, John might need to be nominated.
Why?
For this.
I wasn't talking about anything like that.
All right, so the replacement for Deshaun Watson, we know it's not going to be Davis Mills. We know it's not going to be Kyle Allen. Many believe, you know, it should be Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. But now I'm hearing more and more about this two-year plan in which the Texans draft Caleb Williams in 2 years. What are we doing? What are we doing right now to where we're getting to the point where we're talking about a damn 2-year plan now, John.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
And I'm not – look, if they don't draft a quarterback, if they don't like Bryce Young and they want to draft someone else, that's fine. But it shouldn't have anything to do with the prospect that is going to be available, not the next draft, but the draft after that.
Keep two things in mind. People are saying the same thing about Caleb Williams right now that they said about Bryce Young last year. So, you know, the grass is always greener, kicking the can down the road, as I like to say. You know, sort of like Caleb Williams is every bit as hot as, oh my gosh, he's going to be a stud prospect today, 1 year out from his real draft year, as Bryce Young was last year. So there, first of all, there's no guarantees on that. Caleb Williams could be whatever. He could regress. You know, we could think of him as C.J. Stroud. Oh, yeah, well, maybe, you know, who knows. Yeah, he's got the skills, but is he really the guy? Keep in mind, they also said these things about Trevor Lawrence, you know, and Trevor Lawrence now.
I would still take that.
No, Trevor Lawrence now, with coaching mattering, has started to take some definite leaps, but he did have those struggles. And then here's my bigger point. We should all, if this is the case, we should all hope to have the kind of job security that Nick Caserio has. Dude, that'd be 4 years in.
You're saying if there is some sort of
planning. If they are planning for...
They're not.
They but, can't be, right?
Yeah, they're not. But, yeah, I mean...
Would be 4 years in.
Could Nick Caserio afford another year of being the worst team in the league?
Yeah.
Would be my question. And I'm looking at the Cleveland Browns. Sashi Brown was their general manager for 2 years. They got through the mud. It was a pretty polarizing tank. And then they moved on. I wonder if Nick Caserio maybe could be a Sashi Brown. I don't know what Cal McNair thinks of Nick Caserio at the moment. I have no idea, but there does need to be like some sort of evaluation, but he dang sure shouldn't be able to have like some sort of 2-year plan or something like
nobody,
that with Caleb Williams.
Nobody in the NFL should go into your fourth year just getting started. Because that's exactly what would be happening. He'd have a bunch of assets. He'd have.
Because we were both okay with just starting in the third year.
Yes. In fact, I was encouraging it. I was absolutely encouraging it. And I think it's the right thing to do. We've gone through why, right? So next year is the year. You've got a draft and a half, and I'll use Nick Caserio's words on that. He said they've had a draft and a half because they didn't have the premium first and second round picks his first year. So you've had a draft and a half. You're going to have multiple first round picks. Don't tell me about next year. I mean, you got to get it done this year.
Here was Sean Payton. He was on Fox Sports 1, and he was talking about Caleb Williams. And he also threw out like an interesting thing that he believes is going to happen in the future of the NFL, to where maybe the Texans, they're kind of benefiting from the end of an era in the NFL as we know it. Here was Sean Payton on Fox Sports 1.
He's a generational player, but at some point, especially with the relationship our league has in gaming now, we're going to move to a lottery system, because this is a player that possibly does that, where at the end of the season, here you are, and clubs begin to lose to try to put themselves in that position. Eventually, it's going to happen, because look, we weren't tied to the casinos, but as soon as this spreads at 6, and all of a sudden we watch the Eagles at that time, or the Buccaneers, or another team pull their starters, and you're sitting, you know, with a parlay going, and that's going to piss some people off. This player, I think, is the type of player we would look back on in 5 years and say, he's why the lottery exists now.
I wonder, like, would the Texans' plan be different if there were a lottery? Do you think the fact that you do benefit from being the worst team, you think it kind of changes the urgency?
Man, that's a good question, because I just don't think they'd be able to win more than they have. You know, I think they'd be 1-9-1 no matter what. I mean, because, you know, the players are still trying. And that's the one kind of gripe I have about what he said there. These players are always going to try to win, but until they start, you know, making business decisions late in the year, as the Texans now are, it's more or less how the general manager does it, how other people do it. And to set up your losses. So that's why a lottery system in the NFL might not be quite as good.
He also mentioned, Lovie Smith when he was at Tampa Bay. Apparently the Saints were playing Tampa Bay and losing, and Lovie Smith and Tampa Bay, they benched all their linebackers.
Yeah.
And it was when they were trying to get Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
and
that's how you do it.
That was one of the examples he used. Do you think there should be a lottery system, or do you like the way the NFL does it?
I think a lottery system is the safest bet to assure that there's no – but also weight it as they do in the NBA.
Like three teams have 14% and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's –
How about
that's
you?
Just, I mean – I'm not opposed to it just because I think the NFL is good at creating spectacles. So if they had like a lottery show,
I think it would
be gold for them. But I mean if a middle tier NFL team all of a sudden has like the number one pick and they just luck into it, I think it's very costly and it could very much impact parity. Because I think parity is very important to the NFL, obviously. And if you have like one of these teams that's like on the outside, like let's say the Chargers or Ravens miss the playoffs and they're in the lottery and all of a sudden they have like the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
I just feel like that's so significant to where it could kind of unbalance things. And I don't think there's really like a tanking thing. I actually think these NFL teams,
they try.
They don't do what I do.
Yeah.
Because if I were the Steelers, or if I were anyone else, like the Steelers are still trying to win games. They won the game yesterday. I would be laying down a lot sooner. But these NFL teams, for whatever reason, there's a lot more integrity than I would personally have when it comes to tanking. I think the NBA did.
I think the
NBA had a serious tanking problem.
Absolutely.
Like, and I think they still do.
Yeah.
But I don't think the NFL has that much of a problem to where they need to change it. And I don't know, like sometimes people like just blame gambling for everything. I don't know what he means by a parlay would impact the lottery system. That was where he kind of lost me.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. I also feel like how often do teams, like more than one team, like absolutely positively, we're out, let's get the number one pick. Because especially with the parity in the NFL, you know, there are three and four, well, maybe not three anymore. There's four win teams right now that have a real shot at the playoffs. You know, the Browns. The Browns are coming in. Aren't they 4-7?
Yeah, they got a shot.
And they got a shot. I think the NFL is kind of an outlier compared to the NBA and other, you know, sports. But I wouldn't mind just to wait it a little bit toward the worst team.
The next installment of Yellow Rose Whiskey Talk is going to be next Tuesday. We're going to give you a chance to be there every hour, including the next segment. It's one of the best things we do at Sports Radio 610, basically an open forum with Sean Pendergast and the rest of us. We talk Texans, we talk Astros, we'll talk whatever the heck you want to talk, and you get to enjoy some of the great Yellow Rose whiskey products. That's coming up in the next segment, as well as every hour throughout the show. But coming up next, we've heard a lot of takes about Deshaun Watson. The one that you're about to hear from one of the most outspoken members of the media is going to make you laugh. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, Jim Crane and the Astros are having a press conference to announce the Abreu signing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jeff Bagwell, man. Jeff Bagwell's talking percentages. He's talking about, I want to see Yordan Alvarez in the outfield 40, 50% of the time. He says Brad Ausmus would be a great GM. Like, this is really happening, isn't it?
This is really happening. I think my initial thoughts are actually is what's going to happen.
What if Jeff Bagwell is the guy, is the face of bringing down this Astros dynasty?
Oh, my gosh. It could be. Boy, the possibilities are endless. But what I initially thought,
I think he's going to have plenty of help. But yes. I'm just kind of joking.
What I initially told you guys, and I was even kind of doubting it myself, but I thought it was a possibility. Jim Crane might just be like the de facto big decision general manager, and just have a bunch of guys.
That's what he's been the last couple of years,
and just have a bunch of guys
being
like,
honest,
helping him, but guys that he likes, like Bagwell,
yeah.
maybe Brad Ausmus.
Yeah. He was mentioned.
Reggie Jackson and this whomever this, quote, GM in name only might be. Yeah. I think that's happening.
I think Brad might be the GM in name only.
Maybe. Bob Nightingale just tweeted a few minutes ago that Jim Crane apparently is not going to name a general manager to after January.
Nice.
So spring training starts in February. So the decisions and the moves are going to be made before then.
Sign me up for it.
It's going to be.
Sign me up for it.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Sign me up for it, Jim Crane.
What about this possibility? What if Jim Crane crashes and burns in this role?
It's okay. I forgive you.
Really?
We still have 2 world championships because of you. It's all good. I'll forgive him.
Yeah, but some people won't, and you know that's true.
I don't think he will. As long as he balances, this is the time to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like right now, there'll come a time when it might not make as much sense. But as long as he can balance it, I'm fine with it. And he's already got a history of making solid baseball decisions.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, Cal McNair just decides tomorrow I'm going to try to sign guys. He was responsible for the Verlander. He was responsible for the Brantley, Greinke, all that. So he does have some sort of a history. And maybe I'm living in a fantasy land where I just don't think the Astros are ever going to fall off. That's what happens when you win a World Series.
Yeah,
so
just like the Yankees used to say every year.
We will see. We'll talk to Baseball Spo at this time tomorrow. He's actually covering the press conference, so it'll be good to get his perspective on everything going on. Yellow Rose, Whiskey Talk, your next chance to win coming up within the next 10 minutes. We'll be doing it every hour right here on Sports Radio 610. The Deshaun Watson return is very polarizing. For the most part, I think most media types, they've kind of played it like, you know, near the middle, safely. I think even like the show in which the next guy we're going to hear from, they kind of play it pro Deshaun because they have the relationship with Mulugeta. Although I do think Ryan Clark does an excellent job on the pivot and everything else that he does. But Channing Crowder, I don't even know if I consider him a media type, but he's a funny guy. And he's got some serious opinions on Deshaun Watson. There's going to be a lot of these. And if you're just tuning in, Tony Busby's going to have a suite on Sunday at the game. He's going to have 10 accusers with him in the suite.
God.
This was Channing Crowder on the pivot with Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark talking about why he thinks Deshaun Watson is just a weird dude.
Where's the proof?
Fred, when it's 24 people. Honestly, Fred, I'm with you. It's the same way I feel about Cosby.
We're talking about numbers.
Fred,
I get
no. The same way I feel about Cosby. If it's one person, now it's he say, she say. When it's 27 she's and one he, your ass doing some weird shit. It is some weird shit going on with this.
You've been saying
bro,
that for a while. But
it's
I get
too many.
It.
Fred,
I get it.
Two dozen,
so if
Fred,
you were
two
done
dozen
wrong.
People.
It's so good. There's some weird stuff going on.
What would it be like for you if you were Watson's teammate? Like, I know we're not. I know normally you have to get the former player on. What if you were his teammate? Like,
yeah.
What if you were his teammate?
Like me personally.
Yeah, I don't need like a former player.
I gotta tell you, I wouldn't necessarily be his best friend off the field, but I don't think it would. I think what people say is genuine. they can just compartmentalize. They're trying to earn a lot of money for themselves and do their job. Maybe not, but I think in my heart.
So you just go about your business?
I wouldn't be his best friend. I wouldn't necessarily approve of, obviously, you know, some of the things that he's done or is doing if I see anything. But I'm just there to do the, you know, to make my living. You know, wouldn't you be that way?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting anything other than one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I know there's going to be some rust. I don't know how good Deshaun is or isn't going to be, but that's what I would expect. That's what I would hope for. Here's Channing Crowder talking about how he would react on the pivot to being a teammate of Deshaun Watson.
How are you every day with Deshaun Watson if you have the feelings you have right now?
I'm on the team.
You're on the team. You're Cleveland Brown.
I'm the Cleveland Brown middle linebacker. He is a sexually weird dude. He's one of the top five quarterbacks in the world.
Thank you.
It's a different level to say, I know you've messed up. You did some very weird stuff, and that's why I keep using the word weird.
So for it's more where there's smoke.
When there's smoke.
There's smoke. Not necessarily fire, because you don't know the extent of it.
I don't know the extent of it, but there's smoke. Am I going to hang with you? Am I going to get a massage with you? No.
Chance.
I'm not getting in no trouble. But you have some weird shit going on in your life that I'm not comfortable with.
I mean, he put it better than I did. Like, I wouldn't be his friend, and I'm like, I certainly wouldn't be hanging out at some of the things he does. But I got work, man. I got work to do. I got a living to make.
The funniest thing about this, though, is Channing Crowder is one of those guys who goes to, like, nudist colonies. And he's talked about, like, going to nudist colonies, nude beaches, just getting it on with his wife in the middle of the beach.
That's not anything, you know, immoral.
It's interesting you say that, because Fred Taylor brought that up. And then Channing Crowder, this is the final thing we'll hear from. Channing Crowder, let's just say he went... Channing Crowder.
I digress.
No, listen, no, listen. Freddie.
No,
but you talk about the nudist colony. If this is old, I know. Listen.
Why isn't your stuff weird?
All the nudists are there happily. Those ladies were not happily in that situation. That's why they sued his f***ing ass, Fred.
Who's hanging with who? We're talking about
you. I'm not hanging with Deshaun.
Why don't they call you weird?
No, they can call me whatever they want to. They call me what they want to. I'm not sneaking into the massage parlor talking about telling nobody to rub my asshole. That's not what I do. I willingly walk around with my wife naked and we'll have sex on the beach.
You ask for that asshole rub.
I don't want no asshole rubs. I'm good.
Fred Taylor could not be more wrong. I mean,
Fred was rough on this. I didn't want to like center out Fred Taylor, but I don't. Fred's kind of just a guy that shows up and talks. I don't like, and Ryan Clark was like guiding him through and like saying stuff. But Fred had a rough outing.
You're
I was more so just
that
putting,
with a nude beach.
He struggled, and I think Fred kind of just knows that the pivot is his thing, and he's trying to maintain like the Mulligetta type thing. But Ryan Clark did a really good job of balancing it. Channing Crowder was just the
you
more
ever
entertaining.
Been to a nude beach?
No, have you? Just haven't. I mean, just never. It just hadn't been on my list.
Once.
Okay, you don't have to get nude there, do you?
No.
I've been on a beach around where people get naked, but it wasn't like a nudist beach.
Mostly it was just women topless trying to get their tan, so I approved of that.
Yeah, no tan lines.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yellow Rose Whiskey Distillery Whiskey Talk. It is coming back next Tuesday. It's one of the best things we do. We're giving you a chance every hour to attend.
The holiday season is here, and another Yellow Rose Whiskey Talk with Sean Pendergast holiday special is coming next Tuesday. Be caller number 5 right now, and you and a guest will be joining us at this exclusive event. Call now, 713-572-4610. Be caller number 5 to 713-572-4610, and you're on your way to the Yellow Rose Distillery for our special holiday whiskey talk next Tuesday night.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, three more chances to win coming up during the show every hour. I also got tickets to the Texas Bowl at 1. And in the noon hour, front row seats to Sunday's game between the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans. So we're giving away a lot of stuff. We're live out here at Social Beer Garden. If you want to come through, John McClain just walked in. He's being a fake soccer fan. He's acting like he's interested.
It's a Liverpool jersey over there.
There you go. Okay.
Is that right? Am I looking at that right?
It might be wrong.
Yeah.
No,
soccer
it is. I'm not a liar.
Okay. Yeah. You might be wrong.
No, I'm right.
Might not be. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It's Liverpool?
Yeah.
Why don't they have better uniforms?
What do you
Aren't they supposed to be a big deal?
They are a huge deal.
Those are some bad uniforms.
Yeah.
Is that their real jersey?
That's one of them.
Just blank red. That's it.
It's a red jersey. We are the Reds.
I just thought they would have better jerseys.
You'll never walk alone.
I just thought they would have...
That's their slogan.
Better jerseys. So they have slogans, okay. Yeah. Like, we are Texans.
Yeah, but this one's been around for decades.
How come the Texans haven't changed their slogan?
Because
the Astros change their slogan every year. How come the Texans never change their slogan?
Well, they have their hashtag that they change.
Do they? It's been We Are
haven't
Texans.
Haven't they changed
since
their hashtag?
Since I've been here, it's been We Are Texans.
Constantly?
It's been that
I know
like
the
a
Astros
decade.
Do it every year.
It's been that for a decade. Astros was level up.
Yeah.
Astros was level up.
Yeah, level which I didn't like at
and
first,
it was for the
but
H,
it worked out.
For the H.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Yeah.
The Texans only have one. We are Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie Texan uses that like 8 times a day.
She snapped back at people on social media.
About what?
That we're saying that she's shown too much on TV, that she's overexposed.
I mean, we were joking.
Was she talking about us?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe people are saying it now. I mean, we were just joking. Although, that is too much camera time at NRG.
She was with her friends, and her friends were wearing T-shirts that said, at the last game in Miami, that said, not Debbie the Texan. I like that. That was good. They were not Debbie the Texan. And then Debbie the Texan had hers. She was Debbie the Texan.
Wait. What?
She was with two friends, and their T-shirts said, not Debbie the Texan. And then hers said, Debbie the Texan.
Why?
I don't know. It was funny.
Boy, you know times are tough when Debbie the Texan's
back,
getting
man.
Snappy on social
yeah,
media.
She was snapping back.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. You got to be nice to her. She will definitely. What's the over-under on amount of big screen appearances for Debbie?
Probably 2.5, right? And I would take the over.
Oh, my God. Figgy.
On TV.
This dude said two and a half.
No, not in stadium.
At
on
home.
TV.
At home.
At home. At like on the big screen.
Yeah. No. On TV.
Oh, on the big screen, it's like 5.5.
Yeah, easy.
Six.
Easy. And all their tweets and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
yeah,
that.
That's that.
No, I'm talking about TV. 2.5. I'd take the over.
Okay.
On the road games, it's like 1.
Every time.
Yeah, it's at least 1 on the road.
Yeah.
For sure. Coming up, John McClain joins the show. How does he remember the Deshaun Watson era? And what does he think about the day that was last week Nick Caserio? I've had a lot of things to say about it. I'm very intrigued what the general has to say live from Social Beer Garden next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!